I began to discover the power of God's Word to break through the lies I had believed and to reveal the truth of who I am and why I was created. Notice that the key word in that sentence is began. Breaking free from the shackles of shame is not an overnight experience or a quick fix 10-step process. It is, however, a grand ongoing adventure of discovering the depths of God's love and the huge scope of God's power to transform us, recreate us, and continually renew us. I am still discovering deeper aspects of those things after all this time, and I know the process will not end until I meet Him face to face. I wouldn't have it any other way. In fact, writing this book has been one more step on that journey for me, because shame loses its power when it is expressed. I hope that by sharing with you my story, you will open up your heart and allow God to lift the shame off you so you can flourish and become all that He's created you to be. Do you struggle with the fear that you are not enough? Are you afraid to let your true self be seen and known? Are you always trying to gain approval? Trying to prove you are valuable and worthy to be loved? Do you want to break the power of shame in your life? Then join me through the pages of Unashamed to take your first steps in dropping the baggage of shame, picking up your freedom in Christ, and stepping into the fullness of the destiny, the shame-free life God has in store for you. I pray that this book helps you take the next steps on your journey to freedom and equips you to keep taking the next step. As you read, the enemy will be trembling because he knows that once God has broken the chains of our slavery to shame, there will be no holding us back. So many of the things I'm experiencing now, I never could have experienced if I'd remained a woman in hiding, ruled by shame. God has been writing a great story in my life of His power to invade and transform a shamed woman into a beloved daughter, a treasured vessel of His Holy Spirit, a vital member of His body at work in this hurting world. He wants to do the same for you. God created you for a unique purpose. He has a specific plan for your life, and He has a powerful destiny He wants you to fulfill. And guess what? Shame has no place in that purpose, plan, and destiny. Jesus came to set you free from shame. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Thank you for joining me as I share my journey from a shame-filled to a shame-free life. My heartfelt prayer is that you too will discover the power of a life lived free. It's the life God originally created for you, the life Jesus died to give you, the life you are worthy to live. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. With much love, Christine. Chapter 1. Schooled in Shame. I've got your lunchbox packed, Christine, my mum called from the kitchen. Come, let me braid your hair. I looked down at my brand new, shiny black shoes, checked that my white socks were evenly folded at my ankles, and skipped from my bedroom to collect the pretty, bright pink lunchbox I'd been allowed to pick out for my first day of kindergarten. I had tried to eat a little breakfast that morning, but couldn't manage more than a few bites. No problem. Who wanted to waste time on breakfast? The big day had finally arrived. My first day of school.